Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, huntay, it is April 23rd. Happy Taurus season to all the Taurus out there and all my Taurus placements. Now, today we also are going to be experiencing that beautiful pink full moon in the zodiac sign of Scorpio. This is coming in very bold, energetic, filled with passionate energy, especially when it comes to forward movement and progression, and kind of like going back and resolving things that could be unresolved, or taking that and moving with that. An empowerment type of energy to really take control of the forward progression when moving towards whatever it is you're manifesting, your goals, your ideas, future plans, business ventures, whatever the case may be. Now, today our readings are going to be good for the 23rd to the 30th of April. Now, just a little note, we're going to be putting out those astrological planetary alignments this coming Friday. But just a little update, Mercury will be going direct in Aries on the 25th, so it's coming to an end. And this is a time where we're going to get back into focus, get back into our manifestations, and we're kind of like swerving to the right when it comes to any mother loving dramas or fights. All right, that's just the energy that is coming in. So today's readings, all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the roles as you see fit to your timeline. All right, so our readings include a general collective energy. We're going to see what's coming in through the crims, cracks, creases, grandmom's back door for the collective regarding the energy that's coming in with the astrological planetary alignments. Then we're going to be heading over to messages from the spiritual realm. See what the spiritual realm would like to say, convey, make you aware of for this week. And at the end, we are going to do a love spread of whoever is on your mind regarding love, what you need to know, hear, or be aware of. Now remember, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. All right, let's jump on into a quick fun fact, and I'll see you very shortly. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact today is about the cat's purr. And after you hear this, you're truly going to believe the cat is the cat's meow. Okay. Now, a cat's purr is coming in with a hertz level of 25 to 150. This is really aiding in healing and building, strengthening bone density. So whether you have a sprain, a fracture, a wound, the cat is coming in with healing benefits for those things. Not only that, it's aiding with lowering blood pressure, bringing down cortisol, and balancing out stress levels, and so much more benefits. What are you waiting for? Go give some love to your fur babies. That was your fun fact for the day for the body, soul, and mind. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings, and blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because it is truly a part of our ascension. Alright, so we're going to start off today's readings with a general collective energy for this week, for the collective. See what's coming in through the crims, cracks, street corners, grandmom's back door, energetic-wise. I'm going to pull four cards from the classic tarot so we can get a little preview on the collective weekly energy. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of. Please and thank you. Okay. All right, what we got coming in, spirit? What do we got coming in? I'm Okay, we have the Devil reversed. So there could be some type of energy where the collective may be feeling trapped or maybe feeling like they have no control this week. But you know, there could be something within that's holding you back here. So you might be feeling some type of trapped feeling this week. Like you don't have any control over this for some reason. We'll keep shuffling, let's see. Mind you, this is a major arcana. Got another major on the board, the Chariot upright. So there is a need to control competing forces, whether this is some type of inner conflict with people or some type of situation. But it's almost like once you resolve the conflict on your own, in your own mind and time, you will be able to move forward. And the Chariot reveals some type of journey, right? Where it's like a progression of some sorts where you can finally achieve that success. So it's almost like balancing out the shadow with the light, right? Okay. So two majors. So this is major. This, when there's majors, it's like there's major change coming. Okay. All right. Another major here reversed. Woo. Woo, woo, woo. Whoo. Okay. So the Hangman reversed. So you could be also coming to a crosswords. Like you're doing fucking puzzles and shit. So you could be at a crossroads and you like a standstill and you feel stuck on some type of material plane and neglecting your spiritual development. And this could be causing some type of depression or dissatisfaction. So let's get one more card and then we'll give you a little rundown. Oh my goodness. All fucking majors on the board. At the bottom of the deck, another motherfucking major. Are you kidding? We have the Sun reversed. All major. So this is major, major shifts and changes for the collective this week. So we may be having this energy coming in where we feel like we can't move and we're stuck. There's some type of blockage because of something we may be holding on to, some type of belief, right? But with the Chariot coming in upright, another major, it's almost like once we sort out the knots, we can like move forward like with a breeze, no complications. And it's like almost balancing out something, especially when it comes to inner conflicts or with people or some type of situations. And once you like fix these things and sort these knots out, it's almost like, what happens when a river's flowing and it's blocked? There's like this buildup of whatever the fuck, right? And then when it's unblocked, there's like this natural flow. It just naturally flows. Now with the Hangman here reversed, it's almost like you're at a crossroads where you're kind of standing back and kind of stuck in between a rock and a damn hard place. So it's almost kind of like you're focusing on the outer world with the, like the material plane, like what you got going on, what you need to get, how much do we got, da 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 da, right? But getting stuck in between that place, you're ignoring your spiritual development in some sense, and it's almost like your spirit's like, okay, I'm playing this character, but what are we doing? I'm not really feeling this, like, playing this part or this character. It's kind of making me feel, like, funked the fuck out, energetic-wise. But we also have the Sun here. The Sun coming in upright. And this is indicating, you know, vitality, confidence, success, feel good, feel free, feel confident. And wanting to take, new projects under your belt and start preparing for something for your life or something satisfying. This could even be something remodeling in your home or removing something or moving something out of your journey's way to almost like moving the clouds out so you can see the fucking sunshine. And under that, we have the Star, which is also another major reverse. So this is like, you know, you could want this Sun, because this is like the outcome that you want, right? Like the sun, you want to be in a good energetic place to feel good, feel free to take on new things and charge ahead with different things, especially when it comes to your life and moving forward. But there's something here like saying like something's not growing. But we also have, again, the star coming in reverse. So you're experiencing some type of disappointment. And this is like kind of probably turning you to look inward to do some type of repairing, especially when it comes to like solitude and doing self-care, getting into a regimen. And it looks different for everybody. So do what you feel good to do for yourself and whatever type of inner needs that may be coming across the way that are screaming like, hey, I need a little bit of attention here. You know, I want to take some time to do this for myself and not play all these parts for all these outside sources, because I don't really feel too good doing it. I feel like shit, in a sense, energetic wise. It's not making me feel funky fresh. It's making me feel funky fucking foul. All right. So, I mean, this is wild. I'll say this. Never have I been doing a reading, and all majors. We have literally 5 majors on the board. So let's get a closing message from Spirit for this weekly energy for the collective. So again, like with the pink full moon coming tonight, you know, this is, again, letting loose, letting old things go, releasing stagnant energy so there could be a new flow and embrace like transformation. Transformation isn't easy, you know. So let's see what Spirit would like to say with the closing messages. Spirit, closing message. Are you fucking kidding me? Another major on the board, the Hierophant, upright, symbolizing, you know, like our beliefs, looking at things philosophically and, you know, preparing for spiritual. But this is like coming in with like, Timur's coming in like with you may be following something. So Spirit's coming in with the advice, closing message, like something about some type of organized institution. It could be philosophical, right? Educational, spiritual, you know, religious, whatever the case may be, whatever, you know, you resonate with. But it's almost like there's some type of, or this could even be a friend group. There's almost some type of like energy, like where there's one, like it's like following of some sort of like, oh, if you don't do it this way, this ain't right. It's almost like a mind control type of deal. Oh, if you don't do it this way, it's not right. And there it could be like, yeah, there's like this energy coming in, like if it's not my way, it's the highway. But Spirit's coming in and say, you're either challenged to remain a follower or to break out in your own individual path. You could pick or choose. And in between the deck, look, wouldn't you know, another motherfucking major right here. This is all majors. All majors, the Fool, upright, symbolizing embarking on a new way of life. And this may involve a physical journey of moving to a new place, starting a new job, getting married, getting divorced. And this often indicates a person who's becoming more onto a spiritual path and having absolute faith within that and making important decisions that are coming along your path and knowing like these are going to lead you into some type of future plane of some type of timeline. You know, each decision puts you on a different timeline of life. So this is all about changes. This is so crazy. We have not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 majors on the board. The Devil, the Chariot, the Hierophant, the Sun, the Star, and the Fool. So again, you're being brought up here to question, like, are we going to follow or are we going to break out and do our own motherfucking thing? Because we have an individual path. We're not meant to just follow one way of one, you know, a group of people here. This could be a group of friends. Like, oh, if you don't got this or you ain't got that, Oh, and we have the hangman here. So call me a liar, because there's seven. There's seven. So we have the devil, the chariot, the hierophant, the hangman, the sun, the star, and the fool. So again, you could be feeling trapped in some type of situation, whether it's be a job, friends, a love connection, whatever the case may be, that's causing a problem. In some type of belief that you may be having. And the chariot here is indicating, like, there's some type of control here where it's, like, in between, like, this could be an inner conflict with friends or some type of situation where there's some type of unresolved issue that's bringing conflict into your energy, whether it be your mind or your energetic field or your aura, whatever the hell is going on, but it's stopping you from moving forward. So when the chariot's coming here, this is like moving, but you have the hierophant here, and it's like you may be in a group where you're following people and the people are like, no, if you don't do it this way, it's not right. But you're being challenged here. Are you going to be a fucking follower, or are you going to do your own thing for your own individual path? And with the hangman reversed, it's like you're at a crossroads. Like, I don't know which way to fuck to go, but I know I'm neglecting my spiritual development, and it's causing me not to feel funky fresh. It's causing me to feel funky foul. And with the sun here, you know, again, you want the sun. The sun indicates vitality, success, good times, good energy, self-confidence, starting new things, upgrading things, taking control, remodeling, rebuilding. And with the star, it's like you've experienced a disappointment, and this is causing you to start turning inward. So you could be looking inside self this week, really gaining inner, you know, inner alignment, seeing what you need, seeing what yourself is saying. And you have the fool. That's, you know, the last card out, symbolizing like a new way of being, embarking on life. And this is involving, you know, getting up and kind of letting go of what once was and starting new. And because this is all new, it's like every decision you make is turning a new corner on your timeline, putting you on a new timeline. All right. So that's what I have for you, collective, for your weekly energy. And we're going to jump into some messages from the spiritual realm. All right. Hello, my lovely collective. Welcome to your ancestors, guardians, and guides, spiritual realm messages. I'm going to be using a couple different decks. First deck is going to be getting the theme from the spiritual realm of what they want to pinpoint for this week regarding energy of messages. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective, what they need to know, hear, be aware of. Please and thank you. All right, Spirit, what is the messages of energy theming around for your messages? First card out is Divine Timing. So whatever is going on, Spirit is making aware if there is any blockages, you know, signs of yield slowing you down in an area, that everything is working out in divine timing. All right, what else, Spirit? All right, next card out is Divine Counterpart. So there could be some divine connection that's coming in regarding divine timing this week. What else, Spirit? Okay, and then we have denial. So failure to accept a situation with unhealthy cycles. So there could be something regarding things working out for divine timing with a divine counterpart, and denial about accepting some type of situation regarding unhealthy cycles, or could possibly be addictions, however that may look for you. And the last card out is Obsession. So you could be focusing a little bit too much on a certain specific something. So we have divine counterpart, divine timing, denial, and obsession. So you may be thinking something with a divine counterpart isn't working out on a specific timeline, but divine is like saying, you know, everything is working out for the greatest good because we are on divine timing with this divine counterpart. So this connection has been sent to you from the higher ethers, but there's some type of denial and obsession connect with it. So there's some type of denial to accept some type of unhealthy cycles, addictions, patterns, behaviors, connections, but also an energy here of obsessing, you know, on a specific situation a bit too much. So there may be this energy for you to step back. Let's get some ancestral messages or some spiritual messages from the spirit deck. Alright, we have ancestral wisdom. So your ancestors are coming through wanting you to know that they love you, you know, and that they have walked this earth many, many, many years before you were, you know, came into this dimension. And they want you to know that you are at a pivotal moment in time where you are learning to grow from your past experiences, and you are their legacy. And they're going to keep helping you as you continue to evolve here in the spiritual realm. So they want you to know that they are working with you. They are coming through for you. And that they never left. But they want you to understand that there is growth from past experiences here. Okay, we have love here as well. So love is a foundation of your existence, and you are worthy of receiving love just as you are worthy of giving love and compassion. While love can be a beautiful emotion, it is an equally form of energy that propels through your life. So you may not feel like you deserve some type of love, but ancestors are like, yeah, you do. Why are you settling for less? Okay, what else do we have, Spirit? Okay, we have soul power. So they also want you to remember that your soul comes, you know, your soul comes into a body, not the body that comes into the soul. And your soul is the truest essence of who you are. And you have an unlimited supply of soul power at your command whenever you need it. But you may be getting distracted and forgetting that you have this spiritual energy bill here. Okay, we also have synchronicities coming out. So the ancestors are coming through saying, have you seen what we've been sending you? Have you seen all the synchronicities? Have you been hearing messages and songs? Are you getting certain thoughts at certain moments, right? So if you are noticing signs of synchronicities from the spiritual realm, they have been sending to you at this time, and there could be people or situations in your life that are just not appearing by coincidence, but in reality, they're guiding you from the spiritual realm to help you for a specific reason. So sometimes, you know, people come into your life for a reason or a season, a lesson with a reason. And, you know, when you come in contact with certain people, they can, you know, help you experience different emotions that bring out different sides. So when we come in contact with different people, you know, it opens up different versions of ourselves. So, you know, again, there could be a stranger walking past singing a song that might trigger a memory, a thought, or you might see 111, 1111, 333, 444, 555, okay? And then we have believe. So the force that works through your soul is determining what is possible or impossible, and the difference between success over failure, and above all, who you are. The power is in your belief. So if you feel like you're not capable or able, then you are not going to be capable or able. And the spirit, how spirit works is like, you know, you kind of set in your own dimension. Everybody's dimension is different. Everybody leads differently with their own patterns and cycles or habits. you know, and whatever the mind says is successful, or whom you're around says successful, that's what you're going to strive for. But spirit's coming through letting you know, what is your definition of successful? What does success look like to you? Before everybody comes in whispering like, wait, you need this. Wait, what about this too? No, you need this or you ain't shit. All right, so there's a lot of different energies that are coming in with that. Now let's get some more themings from the Paul deck. Get some theming spirits, spiritual realm, come on through. Okay, we have creativity. Yeah, so they want you to really get into dancing to the own beat of your drum and really start learning the rhythm of your own song and dance, because, you know, it's real easy to hear somebody's bypassing song and learn the dance moves that they're doing. All right, we got a little interference, but we're here. So, you know, it may be called for you to start learning the dance moves and the specific steps and song tunes to your own song rather than, you know, dancing and singing the next person's song, because of course you can learn that easy when someone else is already doing it, right? So you could be looking and adopting different habits or styles from outside sources and maybe like trying to craft them into your own. Maybe it's coming here and spirit's like, look, we want you to you know, play your own song and dance your own motherfucking dance, because they said you've been trying to incorporate, you know, something from others and try to make it your own. Okay. Okay, we also have leading here. So, ancestors, spirit realm is like, stop following. You are meant to lead, and you cannot lead if you are in the pack following the herd when the herd does not know where they're going. Ancestors said, why are you, you know, holding yourself back with these energies? You're meant to lead. All right. See what else we, let's get some spiritual messages before we go and head over to your love reading. All right, what messages? We're gonna go to the spirits, other spirit deck now, and get some messages that spirit realm would like to convey. We'll get three cards from this deck. All right, spirit, ending. Oh, okay, one more, because that was two. Thank you. All right, so we got our three. Okay, we have keep moving forward even if you are unsure the next step or where it may take you. Trust that you are walking the path that you're meant to walk, and remember we are walking with you. Trust yourself more. Again, spiritual realm is coming through like, what are you scared of? We're right fucking beside you, behind you, over top of you, in front of you. We're looking all around, and you're like, you don't know where to go. They're like, we are giving you nudges and synchronicities and patterns. So if you're dealing with something, the spirit realm is coming through and saying, and you happen to hear something, you happen to see a synchronicity of numbers, or hearing the same repetition of a song in different ways, pay mind to that. Because if you're thinking something and you see 111, look into that and see what that means for you at that current moment with whatever you have on your mind. We also have, don't place limits upon yourself. You are an infinite being with unlimited potential. You have and been any, you have, you can be anything you want to be. Don't hold yourself back or allow anyone else to. This is your time and your life. Live your truth and remain in your heart and center at all times. Again, coming through with like dancing to your own beat of your own drum. If someone is holding you back from what you're trying to accomplish or complete, or you don't see any future building with this energy, ancestors and spirit realm is like, let that the fuck go. Why are you playing around with your time? We have a limited amount of time here, and you know, then it's gone within a blink of an eye. Last card we have out is, if you think you are alone, you're not. We are beside you.
You, in all challenges that you face, trust the outside source will always be working with you to ensure your best outcome of every situation. We have your best interest at heart. We love you. Again, they want you to know that, look, stop, like, fucking around. They have you. They got your back, your front, your sides, your shoes, your bottoms, your ups, your downs. They're there for it all, and they want you to trust the process, the experience, and to know that your time is valuable, and to start busting out of any packs that may be holding you back, you know, dragging you down, not helping you or promoting your growth in any shape, way, or form, or bringing anything, you know, that could be a fertile seed to your life. So that's what I have for you, collective, from your spiritual realm and your ancestors. So we're going to head on over to the love readings.
All right, my lovely human beings, welcome to the last segment of the podcast where we're going to get some love messages regarding who is on your mind. All right, so remember, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to rearrange the roles as you see fit to your story and timeline. If I'm not picking up on your energy, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So we are going to get one card from the Cupid's Arrow to get a bit of a theme on the energy. Then we will hit Mystery and Virtue up and get more of a clarification of what the energy is theming around. And then we will go to the Island Time Wellness to get energy pickup on who you're connecting with. And the last two decks will be conversation cards from your person, what they would like to communicate during this time. So let's jump on into it. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective, what they need to know, hear, or be aware of in regards to whom is on their mind with love. Please and thank you. All right. Here we have spirit. We have manifestations. So there could be something that you are trying to manifest regarding love, or this could be vice versa. Take the energy how it resonates. Okay, we have past life connection. So if someone is heavenly influenced from a past life with you, so there is an energy regarding around one manifesting a connection with you or you them. Again, rearrange the rules how they apply, but it looks like there's something regarding someone manifesting a past life relationship, as if they, yeah. And look right here, divine counterpart. So yeah, whatever this connection was, it was very divine. It's like a connection from above, from the ethers, like it's supposed to happen. It's happened before many of different lifetimes. So there could be you or your person manifesting this connection, you know, that they feel that they've lived already with you. And someone's heavenly influenced by this. They're very, you know, drawn to you. Don't know why. Because this is a divine connection sent from up above the ethers out here in the vastness of the universe. All right. Now let's get some cards from Mystery and Virtue about this energy. Okay, we have romantic feelings. So there's a lot of romance and passion coming in with this energy surrounding this connection. All right. So there could be a lot of different feelings coming up this week for your person. Ooh. Yeah, like we have chemistry and attraction. So there's someone definitely heavily attracted to you this week regarding a past life connection of some sort. So there's a lot of romantic feelings, chemistry, attraction. It's all here. You know, there's a strong magnetic attraction at that. And it's like, what more? Yes. Let's get some energy on who you're connecting with. But it does look like someone is manifesting this connection back. I have you know, you could either be with this person or not in connection with this person. We'll try to figure it out through this next deck. But there's a lot of chemistry, attraction, and romance here. Where this could, you know, we're going to see if this is current, past, or someone. So we have Cupid's arrow. So it's looking like someone wants to connect with some type of invitation of a meetup or having a conversation, but are very hesitant to come towards your way. Okay. But it looks like this is coming out of, you know, out of nowhere. We have cassette. So there's some type of outdated conditioning that's replaying old events in their head. So this is coming in as a past partner, a past connection that you once may have been in. And we have sunglasses. And this person is watching and stalking and looking to see what you have going on, trying to throw things off out of a perception. So basically things may look one way, but they're completely another way. Okay. So this person wants to come back into your energy, but you know, whatever outdated thinking they have going on or how things may have played out, they replay these events between both of you, and now they're definitely watching you and stalking, okay? All right, we have Hands of Cards. So taking a risk, being strategic with options, not showing hand, and gambling. So this person here is basically trying to come in some type of strategic way, very like smooth, undercover, under the radar, trying to make and take some type of big chance or risk. But it's like, so much like they got their poker face on and not kind of showing that, but that's what they're doing behind the scenes. What the hell? All right. Yeah, we have the Runner. So it could be some type of codependency relationship where there's a fear of intimacy. And, you know, listening to the ego. So it's really like, chase me, catch me. And when you catch me, it's not fun no more. Okay, chase me again, so it's fun again. So much like that type of energy. But there's a Runner here. Okay, so it's almost like, it's like when they get it, they love it, and then they run, and then it's like it starts over again. All right, so let's get some love tarot messages from your person, what they look like to convey during this time. Nerd Sphere, what the? Oh! We have, is it true? Are you, what the hell? Is it true? Are you thinking about me or are you not? Is it true? We have obsessed. So I'm thinking about you. I'm obsessed with you. I think about you all the time. Stalk your social medias. I hope to run into you. So this person is stalking heavily. We have like two obsession cards here. They want to know what you're up to, what you got going on. But they are definitely obsessed. They're keeping a close eye on what you have going on, holding their cards to their chest, trying to figure out what you got going on so they know what cards to play. We still have, still listening. I'm listening to the music that you shared. It helps me to connect with you even though we're apart. So they're doing something regarding music. So they could be listening to maybe songs that you may have played together or connected through. Listening to music, thinking about you, giving out signs and synchronicities through music. It's coming in, it's it's almost like they're trying to use whatever this is to tap into your energy. It's okay. Wait a minute. Then we have your perfection. Your beauty amazes me. I'm not sure how I attracted someone like you, but I'm forever grateful. So they look at you in an awe and wonder how you do what you do. And it's almost like at the bottom of the deck, we have ghosted and jealousy. You feel like home. All right. So, you know, this person could have just disappeared as well. And, you know, needed to clear their head. But it's coming through like they're in regret about something that may have occurred. All right. Okay, let me fix that. All right, let's get some closing messages from the Love Oracle now. And then we'll finish up your reads for this Tuesday. And then I'm off to prep for the pink full moon. Okay. What messages, closing messages regarding love does the collective's person have? Ooh. All right, we have, I gotta know more about you. So they're still trying to figure out some information again so they know what, you know, cards to play here. We have endings might bring better beginnings. And they have this hope in the back of their mind that something could still grow and maybe a better since all this had happened. All right. Oh my goodness. I've been watching you from over every source of social media. So this is getting a little weird. All right. This is a little much. So this person has been, we not only have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 obsession cards here, basically. So this person is very obsessive with trying to obtain what cards they need to pick up because they need to see how you're moving, what hands you're playing. But it's like, it's so much looking like your energy, like you're unbothered by this in some way. Or you may not even realize what is going on here, but the person that you have on your mind, you know, maybe you haven't talked in a while, but behind the scenes, this is what's going on. Okay. Oh. All right, we have, I'm so confused about our relationships. I'm occupied with cloudy thoughts. I feel bad for letting you down. So this person has become very like foggy minded when remembering certain things that may have occurred or did not occur, but they do have some regret how things played out. Can we get 2 closing messages? Okay, we have, I just need some time to give more in our relationship. So they want to, you know, circle back around and try to right their wrongs, but there's been a lot of cloudy judgment going on. Okay, and then we have at this moment, I think we should be friends. So this person may be trying to come back in as a friend and wiggle their room, like the wiggle around in that friend zone to try to get into a closer spot to you. Okay. So be on the lookout for that energy. Let's get a closing advice card. Closing advice from the Cupid's arrow. Okay. What the hell is that? Okay, we have declutter. Let go of old ways to bring in new energy. Declutter. Space, self, energy. All right, so yeah, let go of some old things. This could be something, you know, that you already experienced in this lifetime, and this partner that is a divine connection, you know, may have filled its season with the reason, or it could be, you know, something that could be awakening again between you and your person. But this is coming off a little bit strange. All right. So, a lot of obsessed and stalking cards here. So, just be mindful of that. Make sure you're always staying safe, sane, and sanitized, and all that good jazzy shit. And, you know, this person is trying to manifest a past life connection with you as their divine counterpart from, you know, many, many lifetimes ago. So on that note, that's what I have for you regarding love and what you could expect this week and all that jazzy stuff. So I will see you on the next one, which will be Friday.